What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, "It looks like we might have to go back to using checks, or if it gets really bad, going back to the gold and silver standard." Now, as you guys know, I want to take MGTOW TV outside of America because Biden is weaponizing the IRS. The credit card companies like PayPal and Stripe are deplatforming people. As you guys know, Undead Chronic was deplatformed from PayPal, so was Terrence Pop and a lot of other people. Andrew Tate got deplatformed off of Stripe altogether, and I've read Stripe's TOS. There's nothing that Andrew Tate did or said that would make him get kicked off of Stripe. What's happening, guys, is that they're just coming after us, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, I spoke to several companies today that are credit card processors for high risk businesses. Now, MGTOW TV, Gibson, bro, we're not high risk in any form or way. You know, we're not porno, we're not gambling. We just have to reach out to companies that deal with business categories that might be high risk, because they would have a little bit, you would think that they would have a little bit more tolerance for companies like us, but this is why shit is hitting the fan for us, okay? I spoke to a rep at a company called ccbill.com. That's ccbill, B-I-L-L.com, if you want to look it up, okay? These people accept money for OnlyFans and porn and gambling. But guess what? They wouldn't accept our content, you know? I showed them Gibson Bro. I showed them YouTube. And they're like, "We can't work with you guys." When I showed them Gibson Bro, as you guys know, Gibson Bro is our version of Patreon / local / Subscribestar. The guy looked at Gibson Bro, and within 1 minute of looking at it, he told me that Terrence Pop has to be deplatformed. And I'm like, "Why?" He told me, "Well, Terrence Pop is talking politics." And I'm like, "So he's talking politics. Well, what's wrong with that?" He told me that their company does not allow you to talk about politics. And then when he saw TFM, now TFM has all his content behind a paywall, so you can't see it. Well, guess what? The rep at CC Bell wanted my admin logins so he can see the type of content TFM is posting. To me, that was totally unacceptable. Now, if you guys think that's bad, when he saw WooTube.tv, now, as you guys may or may not know, YouTube is pretty much MGTOW TV, software-wise, tech-wise, but we're only showing videos on YouTube from the original content creators, people like Sandman, MGTOW Podcast, Terrence Pop. So all the content we have on MGTOW on YouTube is content that's already on YouTube, and also at the same time, it's from the original content creator. The guy told me we have to take down all the videos on YouTube, and I asked him why. He said, for two reasons. Number one, you're not allowed to talk about celebrities, so you can't make a video saying Sylvester Stallone was an idiot for getting married. And the second thing he told me was that they do not accept videos that polarize current events. In other words, if you talk about current events in a polarizing manner, you can't have those videos if you accept credit cards with them. I said, all these videos are on YouTube. You can go to YouTube right and now. Furthermore, you guys are accepting money for women selling their pussy on the internet, gambling companies, porno companies, and yet, you know, a bunch of manosphere guys who are not doing anything illegal, not doing anything, you know, low life, you don't want to do business with us. How can this possibly be? So this is a black pill right here. He said, "Amr, it's not us that you have to worry about, it's the underwriting banks and the credit card issuers that are demanding that we don't work with people like you. Now, for those of you guys who don't understand how credit card work, is that you don't directly have a relationship with Visa and MasterCard, okay? You have to go through a bank, okay? Stripe and PayPal, believe it or not, Stripe and PayPal are not credit card processors. They are known as a credit card aggregator, meaning that they open a merchant account with an underwriting bank. In the case of Stripe, they use Wells Fargo, okay? So Wells Fargo underwrites all of Stripe's transactions. So Stripe goes through Wells Fargo, and then they open accounts for people like you, me, Andrew Tate, and what have you. Now, the issuing credit card companies are Visa and MasterCard, okay? If Visa or MasterCard say, hey, we don't want these people to do business with us, there is nothing the bank or the merchant can do about it, okay? So in our case, if we wanted to do business with CC Bill, which we will not do business with them, just to let you know, we have to kick off Terrence Pop, TFM, and pretty much delete all the videos we have on WooTube and MGTOW TV. Pretty much have to delete all of MGTOW TV if we wanted to do business with CC Bill. And this is because the Visa, MasterCard, and the banks don't want to do business with us. I know some of you guys been saying, hey, Amr, can't you open your own fintech company? Guys, the only way to open your own fintech company is if you actually have the money to underwrite all the transactions. And you need to be really, really big and super sophisticated. So for somebody like me, no, you can't open your own fintech company. That's cost prohibitive and way out of my scope. Now, I know some of you guys also been talking about parallel economy. I looked at parallel economy. They seem decent. However, the question that has to be asked is, do we still want to be an American company? Okay. Tomorrow, God willing, of course, I'm going to meet with our family CPA. Yes, we do have a certified public accountant who's an attorney who does all our businesses at the family. This is why I haven't been escorted off the plane by the IRS, just like I was escorted off of planes by feds during the whole Bin Laden ISIS debacle. So I'm gonna meet with him tomorrow, and we are going to once and for all figure out, what are we gonna do? Are we gonna continue doing business in America, or are we going to exit America all together? You guys out there need to understand, man, this is not just a MGTOW TV give send bro issue, okay? Rumble, Patreon, all these people, all these companies are going to be affected in the upcoming weeks and month going up to the elections and perhaps even beyond. You guys need to understand, if Visa, MasterCard says, hey, Rumble, we want Andrew Tate off your platform or we are not doing credit cards for you, Rumble, in all likelihood, has to oblige, okay? If the underwriting bank like Wells Fargo says, hey, Patreon, we don't want Hamza on you, Hamza is going to get kicked off. So it's not just the platforms, it's not so much Stripe and PayPal you have to worry about, it's the banks that underwrite Stripe, PayPal, and then the ultimate say is with Visa and MasterCard. Now, what happens in the likely case Visa, MasterCard, and the underwriting banks say, we don't want to work with Amar Metwali, we don't want to work with GiveSendBro, we don't want to work with MGTOW.TV or WooTube.TV. What are you going to do in that case? In that case, guys, we have to go back to the good old writing, to the good old days of writing checks. Now, fortunately, checks can be issued electronically. Nowadays, you don't have to write a check out and mail it. You can do all this crap online. You guys just need to understand that it's gonna get to that point, okay? Now, MGTOW TV, GiveSendBro, we have a wallet-based system, okay? If you guys remember MGTOW TV, back in the early days of MGTOW TV, you can make a recurring subscription with PayPal and Stripe where you can buy a membership for $10, and PayPal or Stripe, they'll keep on charging your credit card every month, okay? We don't do that anymore. We pretty much tell you the only way you can transact on MGTOW TV or GiveSendBro is you put money in your wallet. And the reason why I did this, guys, is that once you guys are able to put money in your wallet, you are able to transact as you please on MGTOW TV, okay? So let's say Stripe, PayPal kicks us off. All we need to simply do is replace Stripe, MGTOW TV with another company that's willing to work with us, or worst case scenario, we go through bank transfers. Now, I know some of you guys have been saying crypto. Guys, crypto is a scam, okay? Crypto is not gonna work out. I actually looked at setting up crypto a long time ago, but no, crypto is simply a scam, guys. It's just not gonna work out for payments, okay? The only way we can legitimately do payments is either A, we do good old-fashioned bank transfers, or you can meet me behind the alley and give me money, okay? No, I'm serious. You can meet me at Starbucks if you want and give me money there if we can meet in person, and I can fund your wallet. Eventually, guys, just letting you know, eventually, we're gonna go back to the gold standard. We're gonna go back to gold and silver. We're gonna go back to the days where you actually met a person in person and you traded gold and silver for a service or a product. We're gonna go back to those days. Right now we can probably use a bank transfer in place. The point that I'm trying to get to you guys is that shit is getting bad. This is where we are, okay? We are on very, very good terms with PayPal and Stripe. We've been with PayPal since 2015. I've been with Stripe, God knows how, for well over a decade. You know, we've only had very, very few chargebacks in the past 10 years, okay? Very, very few chargebacks. Andrew Tate also had very, very few chargebacks, he told me, but they kicked him off anyway. So even if we have very, 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 very few chargebacks and we're in perfect standing with PayPal and Stripe, if their underwriting bank, if their credit card issuer, which is obviously Visa, MasterCard, American Express, says, hey man, we don't want these guys on your platform, they're gonna kick us off in a heartbeat. Just like CC Bill wanted me to kick off TFM, Terrence Pop, and pretty much delete all the videos we have on YouTube, I told them, go fuck yourself. Let's be honest, Stripe, PayPal, they're not gonna do that, and I doubt that Rumble will do the same. So I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, let's go off to Rumble. By the way, guys, if you look at the contact us section of Rumble, Rumble is actually registered in the state of Florida. I'm also registered in the state of Florida, but you know what? Even though we have Ron DeSantis on our side, that's not gonna save us, guys, okay? If the banks say get these people off, you know, even if Ron DeSantis intervenes on our side and says, hey, bring these guys back or I'm gonna sue you or I'm gonna kick you out of the state, the amount of damage that would have been done to us would be irredeemable, okay? That meaning that even if we were blacklisted for just a couple of days, or even if Rumble was blacklisted for a couple of days, this would pretty much bankrupt us, okay? So I doubt Rumble would be able to say, no, we're gonna keep Andrew Tate around. You know, Andrew Tate is very, very big. Rumble might be able to fight it a little bit longer, but again, at the end of the day, if the underwriting bank, if the credit card issuer says no, then you have two choices. Either you stand up to the banks and try to do your own thing, which is what I, Amar Metwali, am trying to do, or you fold, and the other option is you pretty much go bankrupt. This is where we are right now. So you guys out there, the smartest thing I ever did was institute a wallet system on my platforms, okay? Because again, once that money gets into our platform, you can tell PayPal, Stripe, Wells Fargo to go fuck themselves. And again, you can put money into your wallet fund on MGTOW TV, on GiveSendBro. You can do that in pretty much any way possible. Bank transfer, meeting me at Starbucks, sending a personal check. We're gonna get to that point. Right now, we are not at that point, but I'm letting you guys know shit is getting real out there, and it's gonna affect all of us. It's gonna affect me, it's gonna affect Rumble, it's gonna affect the content creators. Subscribestar is actually registered in Wyoming, so even though TFM is on Subscribestar, if the underwriting banks, if the credit card company goes to Subscribestar and says, hey man, get rid of TFM, they're gonna have no choice but to get rid of TFM. Unless, of course, they have an alternate method, which they probably don't. And I'm working on that alternate method. Again, guys, with our wallet system, you can meet me in person. You can do a bank transfer, okay? But let's be absolutely honest, you know, not a lot of people are going to meet me in person, and not a lot of people are going to do the extra steps to do bank transfers and stuff like that. So my job is to find a solution in the likely event we get deplatformed from Stripe and PayPal that you guys can be comfortable with. However, I'm letting you guys know right now, eventually all of us have to get out of our comfort zone, okay? I'm talking to lawyers in Bulgaria, Mexico, Romania, Hungary, and now Dubai. I'm definitely getting out of my comfort zone, man, but this is what we have to do, guys. We're gonna have to get our money outside of the West. We're eventually gonna get our residency outside of the West as well. We're gonna have to get outside of our comfort zone, whether we like it or not. And it's better for you and me, of course, to get out of our comfort zone right now where it's not so bad than later on when we have no choice, and that's when it's gonna be really bad. So, like I said, guys, God willing, I'm gonna meet with the lawyer, the family, CPA tomorrow. We're gonna make a decision. Are we gonna continue being an American company, or are we gonna get the fuck out of America? All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.